This is KCUR. In 1961, in the heat of the civil rights movement, black and white young people, mostly college students, rode buses through the South to challenge segregated public transportation. Those freedom riders are the subject of a new play being staged by the University of Missouri-Kansas City's theater department. It's a collaboration between students, several playwrights, a director, and a choir, all hoping to inspire a conversation about how the lessons of the past can have meaning in the present. KCUR's Steve Walker reports.
As an Associated Press reporter in Atlanta in the early 1960s, Mercer Bailey covered many aspects of the civil rights movement, including Martin Luther King. Now a Lake Winnebago resident and, full disclosure, my stepfather, Bailey recalls one assignment that placed him on a bus with a group who came to be known as the Freedom Riders.
I flew into South Carolina, found the bus. They were waiting for me. They knew I was coming. And got on, and my orders were to keep a close look at what was happening. But unless there was violence, they didn't expect me to write anything.
Do you remember if you felt welcomed on the bus when you got on?
Well, I was welcomed in a sense, but there was not any great to-do about it. I explained to them who I was, why I was there. Back then, you never knew what really would happen. And so sometimes you just go and hope that nothing happened, but if it did, you'd be there to cover it.
Yet other trips weren't so lucky. Many writers were arrested, if not physically attacked. That's the tension within a world premiere play called Freedom Rider, a production of the UMKC Theater Department and directed by Ricardo Kahn. Why a play about freedom riders? And I'm wondering if it's a subject that just cries out to be dramatized on the stage.
Right. Well, the fact that young people could give up their summer vacations to ride a bus down south in order to make a difference. Why? Because we're not free until we're all free. It was that kind of thing. What was special about this was that it was black and white people coming together. And simply because they were sitting together, they were causing an uproar. It was totally legal from a federal point of view. But in the South, the southern states were saying, well, I don't care whether it's legal or not. Our tradition is to keep people separate. So what these young people wanted to do, black and white, was go down there and try to provoke the federal government to enforce the laws against discrimination.
Four playwrights have created four young characters whose stories will lend the play a narrative focus. Playing Carl, a 20-year-old Howard University student, is Edwin Brown, who says he was vaguely aware of the Freedom Riders but is embracing his homework.
We've been saturating ourselves in the documentaries and the stories and the music, and it's been awe-inspiring to know what this nation has been through and you know, the advances that we do have. It's wonderful to look back that way and to learn from the past and see what can we do now? What is my freedom ride?
Michael Thayer plays Philip, a Jewish freedom rider from Ohio. He says his performance is helped by a personal connection to current political protests.
You know, as an out man, the stuff that's happening in Indiana, having that to kind of fuel me helps me fuel Philip in his discovery of why he's doing what he's doing.
At a recent rehearsal, the company of actors is filled out by a group of singers. They've been pulled together by the show's music consultant and community liaison, Mia Ramsey. So it's not a choir that was in existence really before the show.
Mm-mm. But you don't have to have a choir that's in existence. You can make a choir if you find some singers.
Ramsey called the music of the time the soundtrack to the civil rights movement. And included in the show is what she calls a churchy song, I'm on my way to Freedom Land. Ricardo Kahn says he's hopeful that the play will inspire younger audiences to ask questions about today's state of affairs.
What makes you mad? What would cause you today to get on the bus and do something? What does it make you feel? Does it get you excited enough to say, damn it, I want to do something? And that is what that movement did in 1961, and that is what I'm hoping this play will do in 2015.
Khan adds that feeling disheartened offers two options: giving up or taking a stand. Steve Walker, KCUR News.